Satana will show you everything. Will show you the three characteristics of phenomena,
which are the impermanent suffering and non-self. And will show you how to overcome all those suffering also. So during your practice, the condition of practice which appear will be the direct lesson for you. So the more it appears, the more you learn. Remember, it doesn't mean every time you sit peace and calm and happy, what can you learn? You don't need me. You know what I mean? The more condition of practice inside when it comes up, that one is your direct teacher. You learn, you should learn how to deal with that condition, overcome that condition. By that time, every day you have to report to me. When you have more condition of practice, it shows out, you report to me, then I tell you what it is and how to overcome it, okay? Before I forgot, during your basic course, there is one stage of knowledge we call rolling mat stage. Supposing you sit on the mat, you feel like to roll the mat, you want to pack up, you want to run away. I think it happened to our old friend here, right? It happened to you, and also maybe you too, right? You too. And it will happen to every meditator. You have to overcome all those conditions. That condition will give you a lot of doubt, a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of dissatisfaction. No matter what you do, it's not the right thing at all. Yeah. Actually, it's a very good condition for you to learn to overcome that condition. So that in the future, no matter what you do, no matter where you go, you can take it easier, and you can see that, oh, there's nothing at all. It's only condition of the human being that it appears to you. Anyway, just don't run away and don't escape, okay? If you have that condition appear, come to see us. Don't just hang up your things and then you run away from here, okay? In that case, it means that you are defeated, right? You are not learning to overcome yourself. You defeated with the condition of yourself. Hope that you are not to, don't give up easily by that, okay? And one thing before I forgot, I'm very appreciate very much and very, very happy this morning is to meet one couple which sent by his son. And his son practiced with me, if I'm not mistaken. He's the first Israeli meditator that I taught 13 years ago. And they're over there. I'm very happy about that. And the father's over there. And I can remember your son's name, only Gao, but I forgot the last name. Pardon? Ben, yeah. B-E-N-H-O-R-U-R. And I'm very, very, very happy about that. He is your gratitude son. He tasted something good already, and then he told the parents that, this is a very good thing. Some meditators, they practice with us, and then they ask me, when I go back, how can I teach my parents? I said, you will never teach your parents. You have to respect your parents. But your behavior and the way you do things, that is the one that teach your parents indirectly way. Is that correct? Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, now we come back here. New topic. Okay. So, just now, by the time when Jonathan asked you to move, I noticed many of you just go like that, you know. We practice vipassana. Vipassana, we are based on the four foundations of mindfulness. First is body, second is feeling, third is mind, fourth is my object. We should be mindful on these four foundations of my object, okay? And for foundation of mindfulness, you should be mindful on that. Before you move, you should know that you are going to move. You should acknowledge that you are touching something, or maybe you are touching here, and then you move up, and then you move right foot move or left foot move. You should acknowledge at all times. If you are not practicing, no matter what you do, you acknowledge one time. But if by the time when you are practicing, as Offer already demonstrated to you, you should acknowledge three times. Okay? So stay mindful at all times. Don't be too slow, don't be too fast. Do it as normally as you are doing, but with acknowledgement. Don't just let your body go first, then you know later. Or maybe sometimes you are angry with somebody, you punch first, then you know, oh, I did the wrong thing already. It's too late. It means you're not mindful. You know? You should be mindful at all times, no matter what you do. The way we do the mindful prostration, normally our mind is wandering around. Maybe you are sitting here, you're thinking about something already, right? Sometimes you think about something and your mind flip off. So sometimes very, very difficult to bring your mind to the present moment. So this is the mindful prostration which we have given to you, something like to call your mind to put into the present moment, synchronize with the acknowledgement. For example, supposing this is the acknowledgement, this is the movement of the body. First word of acknowledgement, you do it right away. Supposing turning. First word of turn, you turn right away. Last word of ning, you hold it. For example, turning. Okay? Raising. Your mind in the present moment at all times. Okay? Continuing with walking is to bring mindfulness and increase the power of the concentration too. Continue with sitting is to bring both mindfulness and concentration to increase wisdom. So please practice continuous mindfulness, mindful posturing, continue walking, continue sitting. Don't just skip any one of them as you wish, you know, or not just only go and do the sitting only. Let me explain to you about the benefit of the walking meditation. You already know mindful prostrating, the benefit is to calm the mind during the present moment. Continuing walking is to... You have five benefits of walking meditation. First, the foods you eat digest better. Second, blood circulation better. Third, all kinds of sickness which stay inside your body, it will be cleaned up more or less. It depends on your practice, okay? Number four, can increase more concentration, more power on the concentration. Number five, you can travel longer distance in future. So this is the five benefits from the walking meditation. So don't skip it. Otherwise sometimes the power of the concentration and mindfulness is not enough to support sitting meditation, okay? So try to do it. One more thing. Anybody who ever practiced other different practice, please put all your experience aside first. I'm not saying that your practice is not good, okay? Please put aside first. You don't mix the things together. Or in between rounds, or maybe you would like to practice some other things, please don't do it. Otherwise, instead of you going up like this, you drop down again, or maybe you're coming up and maybe you mixed up all the time. See? If you want to taste a real coffee, you don't mix sugar, you don't mix cream, you don't mix anything. Just taste the real one. And after you finish the course, you go and investigate and consider which one is suitable for you, you take that one. And it doesn't mean that you must practice the way I teach you. It doesn't mean that. Which one suitable for you, you take that one. But during the time when you are practicing, in the basic course here, don't mix, please don't mix, otherwise you confuse yourself, okay? In this world, there are three kinds of wisdom. first kind of wisdom is maybe when you were little, you learn from your parents. Maybe this is shirt, this is hair, how to eat, how to take shower, how to call your parents, how to remember things or whatever. You go to school, your teacher teach you A, B, C, D, you remember. Through seeing and hearing, and your mind keep memory. This is the first thing, first kind of wisdom. Or maybe you hire a teacher to teach you something, and you remember it. Or maybe you got the master degree and doctor degree, or something like that. This is from this, from first kind of wisdom. Mind will keep memory to seeing and hearing. Second one, you can bring all what you learn, or what you discuss, what you study, to come and think about it. Okay. For example, just like Boeing company, you know, they use the mind to think how to make a bigger airplane, how to fly faster. You know. Maybe you think about how to open the company, all these things from thinking. These two kinds of wisdom, your body can survive. But maybe you suffer. For example, maybe if you are very rich, you have all kinds of material, but you cannot have peace in mind. You suffer. You cannot get rid of suffering. For example, as I said that your body can survive. Maybe you want a big house, you work harder, you look for more money, you can buy it. You want a television, save some money, you can buy it. All the material things you can have it, but not for the mind. Maybe you suffer. Maybe you cannot help yourself. The last kind of wisdom is the wisdom from meditation practice. This one is the highest one. Even though you have billions of dollars, you cannot buy it. No way it can buy. You cannot ask her to practice for you. She cannot ask you to practice for him or for her. Or I cannot buy or something like that, buy that kind of wisdom. No way. That kind of wisdom is right inside you. How to bring it up is based on the four foundations of mindfulness. First is body. Acknowledge the movement of the body. Acknowledge the feeling. Acknowledge the mind. Acknowledge the five hindrances. Or we call the body, feeling, my object. Okay, we call my object. So I'm going one by one to you. Body, we have four positions. Before I forget tonight, before I forget, if tonight before you go to bed, you know you're going to bed, then you acknowledge lying down, lying down, lying down. And then when you touch the pillow, you're imagining touching. And then you can go rising, falling, rising, falling. Or you can acknowledge sleeping, 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 sleeping. Okay. You don't have to worry that you have to wake up 4 o'clock because they have somebody. We have somebody to ring the phone for you, right? But don't just acknowledge hearing, 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 and go back to sleep again. Okay? Sleep. Wake up in one time. Don't sleep it again. Train yourself to be a habit, okay? Then you feel better, and your body will be stronger too. So sleeping meditation is very important for meditation, okay? Because we want you to do something for us. It means three more and three less. Three more is more mindful, more effort, more comprehension. More mindful is mean you know what you're doing at that moment, okay? More effort is okay, put a little bit more effort on your practice. Comprehension is means you know all the time what you're doing. This is three more, okay? Three less. Eat less. Nine years ago, we taught in one country, and one lady, she talked a lot. I'm sorry, I'm not judging about lady, but this is what happened, okay? And it doesn't mean men don't talk, okay? She talked a lot. I don't know what to do. So I call her. Please don't disturb other meditators. somebody sitting meditation, Qigong, and just talk to her, wake her from the meditation practice, and talk to her like that, and disturb her like that. So I said, if I remind you this time, then you do it again, I'm sorry, you have to go out, you have to go back home. We cannot teach you anymore. So the next morning she came up and I got a shock, and our headmaster got a shock. She got the duct tape, you know, put here, you know, the packing tape she put here. And then she said, so I called her and then I explained to her, I said, I ask you something. What is the duty of the mouth? Eating, talking. What is the duty of the eye, the seeing? What's the duty of the ear, hearing? If you close this one, would your mind talk more than your mouth? Why don't you just talk whenever it's necessary? For example, if I'm eating something, I'm looking for some spoon or something, I ask you where to get the spoon, and you don't talk to me, then how can I get the spoon? All right? Talk only necessary with mindfulness. You don't close this door. You close this door. Can you close this door? Cannot. You close this door. Can you close this door? No. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, thinking. Six sense door. We be mindful on it at all times. The best is not to close it, but talk with mindfulness. Only necessary. And it doesn't mean to talk the whole story with that person for 30 minutes like that. We're practicing vipassana. Every moment you climb up. You climb up all the time. When you talk with the whole story or talk long time, something like that, you drop down. Then you have to climb up again. By that way, you go ahead, no problem. I cannot control you. But this is only the advice, you see. So since then, she's feeling much better and pay full attention on practice. And it really helped her. Yeah. So try to be mindful no matter what you do. Seeing, you acknowledge. See something moving, passing by. If things doesn't move by normally, no need to acknowledge. Hearing, when the sound is very outstanding sound, for example, coughing like this, acknowledge hearing right away and come back to what you are doing. Because the mind is very sensitive. Our human being mind, very, very sensitive. For basic student, you have to answer my question about mind very soon, okay? So I'm not going to tell you more about it. But being mindful at the present moment, no matter what you do, taking shower, brush your teeth, you know, bending, turning, moving, or whatever, acknowledge one time. If you are not practicing meditation, if you're practicing meditation, for example, like this, you acknowledge three times. Walking, stopping, standing, turning, or whatever you acknowledge, according to the lesson we give you. But if you are not practicing that, you acknowledge one time. You walk normally, right, left, touching the doorknob, turning, you know, pushing, or opening, closing, or whatever. You be mindful at all times, but acknowledge one time only. So you understand about talking already, right? So please talk only necessary, and then cut off yourself. Otherwise, it's yourself, it's not me. You brought my duty, if I can tell you to pick you up, you can go out. If not, you got stuck there. You want to talk more, it's your business already. I cannot help you. So very clear, right? So please don't talk to each other unless it's really necessary. Body for position, walking, sitting, standing, lying. You have to acknowledge all of them, four positions like this. Walking, we have to put a walking step for you already to acknowledge. Standing, also standing meditation, right? Walking, sitting meditation, also lying meditation at night. Come to lying meditation. It doesn't mean that I explain you lying meditation, then you go to your room, you lie down every day, you know, whole day like that. Oh, I'm doing lying meditation, cannot say that. Only one time a day, before sleeping, please try that one, okay? Don't forget to do it. don't just go back and sleep blindly. Okay? Before you change your position, if you're sitting like this, you have to stand up, acknowledging standing, by the way, acknowledging touching or whatever, one time, and be mindful of this four position. Okay? Walking, sitting, standing, lying, okay? Body. Now come to feeling. In this world, we have three main kinds of feeling. First is happy feeling. Second is suffering feeling. Third is neutral feeling. During the time you practice, maybe, oh, I'm so happy. You don't follow. You must acknowledge happy, 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 or feeling, feeling, feeling right away. Otherwise, you fall onto greed. Next round, I want a better one than last round. Last round so nice already. Maybe this round can get better. If once you cannot get a better feeling, you fall into anger right away. See? You don't like it. You still feel suffering. So if you're happy about the practice, you must acknowledge happy, happy, or feeling, 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 and let it go, and come back to what you're doing. When you are sitting in this position, acknowledge rising, falling, and suddenly you feel happy feeling comes up. Acknowledge feeling, feeling, feeling. And let it go and come back. Always start with rising, okay? Rising, falling, rising, falling. Or when during the time you're walking, you have a feeling, happy feeling comes up. Stopping, stopping, stopping. Acknowledge feeling, feeling, feeling. And then come back, standing, standing, standing. And right foot step, left foot step. Continue. Don't follow any type of condition. Even though you don't like the practice, maybe you have a pain here, you are getting pain, pain, pain. Never go away. Maybe instead of less pain, it becomes more pain. And if you follow that condition, you fall onto anger. Happy feeling, suffering, feeling, suffering, if you follow, you fall onto anger. You stop practicing right away. I don't want to practice. If you are in neutral position, meditating, sitting, meditating, neutral position, peace and calm, you must acknowledge feeling, 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 or calm, calm, calm. If you follow it, you didn't acknowledge it, you fall into delusion. You might think that, oh, I reached the highest level already. Whatever I do, I'm the right person. Other people are all wrong, you know. You fall into delusion right away. People who did not practice meditation before, normally they'll be under the three kinds of feeling. Sometimes this one appears, you grab it right away. You know, you don't want to let go. You attach to it for a long, long time. Maybe you can get mad with long time also, right? Maybe you're feeling neutral. You just hold on, you grab it. No matter which one appears, you grab it right away. You don't want to let go easily. Once you acknowledge, acknowledgement is the weapon for you to destroy your enemy. These three things, greed, anger, delusion, these three things is your enemy. At each acknowledgement, they'll chop off a little bit by a little bit, a little bit by a little bit. And
Greedy.
Yeah, greed. Greed, anger, delusion. Normally you are here. Okay? If you acknowledge you come up, be above already. Then you can see that, oh, this is only a temporary happiness. This is only a temporary one, anger. Okay? This is only a temporary of neutral. It can be changed at any moment, you know. So don't forget to acknowledge it. Then the wisdom will come out for you to see more. Okay. You don't just anyhow follow. Maybe you found happy sitting and you're so happy, then you found to recall daydream. You follow all, create a lot of imagination or whatever it is. Or create a lot of thoughts about this, about that, you know, which is not advisable to you. Okay. Acknowledge that one, come back to present moment. Body, feeling, mind. Okay? Sometimes we practice with thinking about the past. we're thinking about future. Can you bring back the past? Can you? I ask you, lady. Can you bring back the past? No. Can you bring the future here? No. What is the past? Present moment. I saw somebody, they come in the practice and then they're thinking about the past, they are not happy at all. Stuck, they got stuck on the path of the things that bad experience of life and did not know how to let go. In the same time, she wants to look for a better one for future, you know. So she's like this. So what to do? This is past, this is future. You are not in the present moment at all. So you are here, you are there, you are here, you are there. You fall into anxiety right away. And then you start to doubt. Okay, doubt about the practice already. Doubt about this, doubt about that. Doubt about so many things. You can give them one each. Okay. The best is to acknowledge more thinking. Don't just acknowledge that bad thinking, bbad feeling, or good thinking about a partner. Cut all them off. Don't judge anymore. Acknowledge thinking, and let it go. If you acknowledge more and more and more, you learn to forgive that person. Forgiveness is the best thing in the world, and the best support for meditation practice. If you're still taking revenge on somebody, your mind falls onto negative side at all times. You never get the good practice. It means a good realization about wisdom. Okay. So try to let go. Things already passed. Consider that maybe that was my bad karma before. Okay. It already passed, let it go. You learn already what is good, what is bad. Okay. Future did not come yet. Try to be in the present moment. If you are good in the present moment at all time, in future you automatically have a good past. You have a good present and you're going to have a good future. This one will go automatically by itself. Okay? Mind. Five hindrances, or we call my object, okay? You can pass around over there. Everybody has. Now this is the one. This is the one. Okay. Sometime during your practice, the five hindrances, it appear to you. Try to acknowledge that condition, okay? And you can destroy by the five hindrances by the five faculties, which are, first is confidence. I have confidence in myself, okay? Energy, I have energy, I put a little bit more effort, okay? Put more. Mindfulness, I know what I'm doing now. Concentration, concentrate whatever I do, okay? Wisdom come by itself. You can know what's happening. This is one pair, this is one pair, and mindfulness is on top. This is something like four horses. You know? This is something like the cart driver. Okay? If you have a good cart driver, these four horses, they'll never hit each other. Okay? I repeat one more time. Confidence, energy and effort, mindfulness, concentration, wisdom. This is one pair, this is one pair. Mindfulness is on top. So if you don't have mindfulness, this one will be cracked, you know, for sure. Maybe they hit each other at the horses. You know? Very important is mindfulness. No matter what you do, try to be mindful at all times with the acknowledgement. Okay? During the time when you are practicing mindful posturing, continue walking, continue sitting. If once you finish already, you don't open your eyes, you can send merit to yourself first. May I be happy, free from suffering. Okay. free from MED or anything about wishing to good to about yourself, you can do it, make a wish by that. And after that you can extend merit to all the living creatures, all the sentient beings. May all living creatures and sentient beings be happy. Okay? Do it every round. Somebody ever asked me why I come here walking and then and sitting and then I have again a lot of merit. Anybody understand merit? Anybody who don't understand what's the word of merit? Okay. Extend merit out. Yeah. So they ask me why I come here walking and sitting, why I can gain merit. So I explain to them, you don't do many things that is wrong. Yeah. Is to purify your body. You practice meditation is to purify your mind. The two things add up together equal merit. So each time when you practice, you extend to yourself, you extend to other people, especially your father and your mother first. In this world, the highest kindness of parents is the parents' kindness, the highest one in this world. So don't forget, no matter what, anything that it happened in the positive, negative way before, please try to forgive. Everybody, you were born to meet each other, and then we have to be a partner. So to be a partner in a good way. Don't bring all those taking revenge, anger, or any kind of dissatisfaction or bad memory together, yeah, with you when you leave this place, okay, or live with the person. So try to give them the best thing as you can. Nobody will live forever. In Northern dialect, we have one saying. They said five things we never know. First, we don't know when we're gonna die. Second, we don't know where we're going to die. Third, we don't know how we're going to die. Fourth, we don't know where's our cemetery. Fifth, after we die, we don't know where we are going. So if you practice mindfulness at the present moment at all times, I'd like to say something that you would be able to know where you're going after you die. But practice mindfulness at all times. So, how to help your body to behave properly. I would like to ask all of you, if possible, try to do something, not to do something which I'm going to mention right now. If possible, don't kill or don't destroy any living creatures, or maybe, you know, ants, mosquitoes, something, don't kill them. They also want life, okay? Second, don't steal. Maybe you share room together. I don't know whether you share room or not, okay? Or maybe share same toilet. Maybe this soap which belongs to your friend, you just take it and use it, okay? Ask permission first. May I use your soap, please? Don't steal or don't take things without permission. Third, don't commit adultery or don't have the sexual contact, the opposite sex contact. Fourth, don't tell lies. Okay, maybe reporting time, you might tell lies. When you report to your teacher asks you something, yes, I have, or something like that. Okay, talk straight. Okay? Be pure to the body and the speech and the mind, okay? No, don't tell lies. Don't take drugs and alcohol, okay? And number six, if possible, you don't eat after 12. I have the reason. Don't eat after 12, it means two meals is enough to support your body. And we cut off all those worry or expectation. Worry is mean, supposing you practice at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, hey, would I have my dinner? And what I'm going to have my dinner? And when I'm going to have my dinner? worry, expectation. Cut it off. We have something to bring. I think it's enough. And if anybody who have a trouble about the body, about food, please talk to me, discuss with me about this case, okay? Number 7, please take away all the decoration of the body. Put, don't put cosmetic and any kind of decoration in the body. We let go of all those attachments first, okay? Put everything aside first. We wake up like this, we just change and then take shower, brush our teeth, something like that. And this is somebody asked me also, what is this color mean? This color, same. You can look at everybody, all same. Same color. It means the purity, okay? We try to be pure as this color. So actually you can say that, oh, pink color also can be pure. I agree with you, any color also can be pure. But the white is the white that we don't have much kind of something like a attachment too much, okay? And it doesn't mean that we wear this for funeral. Somebody asked me too, is that white for funeral? I said no. Nowadays, funeral you can go any color. It doesn't mean that you must go for white. Really. Something like for us to understand that we should be pure at this color, that's all. So if possible, try to follow the 8 things which I mentioned already, not to do it. And you'll be improved. You'll improve your meditation practice for sure. Okay. Our mind not fall onto the negative side, not onto the anger side, for example, killing this mosquito bite me. Okay. So, come on, go on. You know, purposely kill like this. Sometimes they beat you, you don't know, you rap, oh, I killed mosquito already. You're not wrong. You have no intention to kill. Like this, the mosquito here, you intention to kill already. You know that the mosquito is alive, okay? And you want to kill. Trying to kill, succeed killing. So, our heart, our mind won't fall onto the negative side. Negative side is mean anger side. Oh, you beat me so painfully, I'm going to kill you. One more thing about meditation practice. Supposing you practice and then you see a mountain, and then next to you, you see a waterfall. And then you both talk. Hey, did you see waterfall? I said, no, I saw the mountain. And then she's looking for mountain, you looking for waterfall. Okay. It destroys your practice. Conditional practice, totally you don't talk to anybody. If you love your friend, you don't tell him what is your conditional practice. Outdoor, me, offer, both of our door always open for you, just in case you have any question about practice which you are not clear. We do consider that we are all here as a good friend. Anything we can do to help, anything that you wish to discuss with us, you are most welcome. That is the reason why we come and stay with you all the time. Okay. Otherwise, we just give you the lesson and then go out. When the time, recording time comes, I just come and then after I finish, I can go out already. But we're here to open the door for you. Anything you're not happy about your practice, you don't understand about your practice, or anything you wish, which you got stuck inside for a long time, you don't understand, remember, we are your good friend. You always can discuss. Anything else? I think I have been talking for quite some time. How about I have offer talk to you some in Hebrew, no problem.
Maybe the first we have to give them the first exercise, mm-hmm. And then I give retreat and give the people.
Yeah, but you talk first.
Okay. שלום לכולם. טוב, ראשון שרציתי לשאול, אני מצטער שלא עשיתי את זה לפני שתנת התחיל לדבר. רציתי לשאול אם כולם מבינים אותו או מבינים אותו, אם מישהו צריך תרגום או... יש מישהו שצריך שיתרגמו בשבילו את מה שתנת אמר או דיבר? אוקיי.
אוקיי.
תנה דיבר על דבר שאנחנו קוראים לו מריט. מריט זה זכויות, זכויות של הצבא או דברים טובים שעשית. אז מה שהכוונה פה שבסוף מדיטציה שאת יושבת והשעון מצלצל, אל תפקחי את העיניים. פשוט תמשיכי עם עיניים עצומות ותברכי, את יכולה לברך את עצמך, כן? הלוואי ויהיה לי טוב, הלוואי ואני לא יהיה רע, לא ידע שום רע. אם מישהו עשה לי רע, אני סולחת לו. אם אני עשיתי למישהו רע, הלוואי והוא יסלח לי. אם יש אנשים שאת מרגישה שפגעו בך, כן? הלוואי ויהיה להם טוב. כן, זה בעיקרון מרץ, זה מה שאנחנו קוראים מרץ, וזה אנחנו נוהגים, כן, או משתדלים לעשות אחרי ישיבה, כן, אחרי שהשעון מצלצל. אוקיי?
אני לא
יודעת אם
אחרי
שאתם רואים
את זה,
אני חושבת מהתחלה. לא, פשוט לא ממשיכה לשבת, תבקשי טוב לאנשים, תבקשי טוב לעצמך, כן, אני אביא לך, אוקיי, יביא לכם איזשהו משפט שאתם יכולים להשתמש בו, לאחר מכן אני אעביר לכולם, משפט שתוכלו להשתמש בו כ... אוקיי, לאחר שישבתם ושמעתם צלצול, אתם יכולים לומר את שני המשפטים האלו, משפט אחד לעצמכם, משפט אחד, כן, לאחרים, ואחרי שסיימתם את זה, אתם יכולים לקום מהישיבה. אם אתם, מתי שאתם מחליטים, החלטתם שברגע זה נגמר סשן, אוקיי? אתם יכולים לעשות מה שאתם רוצים, ללכת שירותים, לאכול או מה שצריך. ברגע שאתם מחליטים שאתם רוצים שוב פעם לשבת, להתחיל לתרגל, אז אתם מתחילים לתרגל. זה שירותי לעצמכם. ברגע שאני אסיים, זאת אומרת, אין לי הרבה מה להגיד, תנת תיתן לכם את ההסבר כמה זמן לתרגל ואיך לתרגל. אוקיי, בסדר, אתה רוצה גם לשאול משהו? לא, אוקיי. בסדר. יש למישהו איזה שאלות ככה באופן כללי שהוא רוצה להפנות עכשיו לפני שתנה תתחיל להסביר על התרגול עצמו?
Can you explain in Hebrew in the standing merit better?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, okay.
כן. בעיקרון מה שחשוב במדיטציה, זאת אומרת, אם יש לך פחות, נגיד שהוכתב לך זמן מסוים, נגיד, הוכתב לך חצי שעה, לך חצי שעה ישיבה, ואין לך שעה לעבוד, ואתה בכל זאת רוצה למלות את זה במדיטציה, זה רק לטובתכם. זאת אומרת, כמה שאתם תעבדו יותר, ככה אתם תשקפו את הסכין שלכם יותר. כן, אתם תכשירו את עצמכם יותר לפרזנט מומנט. עכשיו, נניח שיש לכם, אין לכם שעה לעבוד, ואתם צריכים לעבוד חצי שעה, לך חצי שעה ישיבה, אז מה עושים במקרה כזה? תקחו את הפרק זמן שיש לכם, כן, תפחיתו ממנו בערך 5 דקות, שזה ה-Mindful Prostration, הקידה הקשובה, כן, ואת הפרק זמן שנותר, מעבר לזה, תחלקו בשניים, כן, אז מה שישאר, למשל, מתוך שעה, אז ישאר לכם, בוא נגיד, 40 דקות, שזה 20 דקות הליכה ו-20 דקות ישיבה, אוקיי? פשוט מה שחשוב בעיקרון זה שההליכה תהיה שווה לישיבה, אבל לא מוכרח, נגיד אם תנה תיתן לכם חצי שעה לך, חצי שעה ישיבה, ואין לכם את כל השעה הזאת, יש לכם נגיד רק חצי שעה, אתם יכולים לעשות רבע שעה הליכה ורבע שעה ישיבה. זה כבר תרגול בפני עצמו. כמה שיותר אתם מתאמנים יותר, ככה זה יותר טוב לכם.
For the basic class student, you can do the practice meditation like this. Mindful posturing, we don't count the time. You have finished 3 rounds already, then you time the walking meditation for 10 minutes and continue with sitting meditation 10 minutes and you take a break for 10 to 15 minutes. Don't just continue. It's not advisable. We practice meditation, vipassana, is in the middle path. Not too serious, not too loose. In the middle way. Flexible at all times. When we are free, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, we acknowledge all the time what we are doing. Okay? It means you also staying mindful at all times. If you're too serious, you might stop practicing. If you're too loose, you might want to sleep. Okay? So, flexible. And every day, reporting time will be start at 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. The repeat people will report first, and then continue with the basic course people. So at maybe tomorrow you might lose some time of the practice, but we try to let you know when is the next person, okay? So you can give them the paper.
מי שעושה רטריט, אני יותר מוכן להיפגש, זאת אומרת, אל תעזבו את האולם, אוקיי? בסדר, אז רטריט, ואני אתן לכם את התרגיל הראשון. How long you say, what can I say?
10 minutes. And how do you mean repeat?
No.
You do it all the time, okay? Until you go to bed. And tonight, please, basic class people sleep 9 o'clock, wake up at 4. Retreat people sleep 10 o'clock, wake up at 4. Okay? You practice longer already, right?
Okay.
Not the same thing. We call in different way, sorry. I mean the people on the 10-day retreat, okay? Basic course is a 12-day one.
אחרי שתגמרי את הקורס הזה של 12 יום, אוקיי? אם תרצי לעשות קורסים נוספים, את לא תצטרכי יותר לעשות 12.